The first episode of Heeson's Yacht Talk Specials kicked off in June 2021 by going behind the scenes at renowned London-based superyacht design studio Battenberg & Raoul. As long-time Heeson partners, the studio has designed over 12 Heeson yachts, including Lady Petra, Galactica Star, and most recently, Mosquito. Host Charlotte Kahn caught up with Dickie Battenberg, designer and son of the legendary John Battenberg, and Heeson's executive commercial officer, Mark Cavendish, to learn more about the complex design process. Building on spec. Heeson's partnership with Battenberg & Raoul has spanned the past 14 years, and their latest collaboration, 55-meter Mosquito, formerly Project Pollux, successfully launched in 2021. True to form, Heeson began building Mosquito on spec in parallel with her sister ship, Project Castor, now named Soulmates. Both form part of Heeson's 55-meter fast displacement hull form steel class, and both feature interiors by Battenberg & Raoul. Castor and Pollux were hulls number 4 and 5 in the series, but the first to feature a much bigger upper saloon, explains Cavendish. We also moved the fifth guest cabin from the lower deck to the upper deck and made it a large VIP cabin. Then we handed them over to Battenberg & Raoul with a relatively free rein to produce evolutionary interiors. I think we hit it perfectly with Castor and Pollux, as there have been no improvements needed since. One of the largest enhancements that we made were the vertical full-height windows on the main deck in the owner's cabin forward and the main saloon, says Battenberg. It delivers spectacular views and unbelievable levels of light. Main challenges. Mosquito was delivered in April 2021 during two of the biggest challenges for the yachting industry in recent years, Brexit and COVID-19. So how did both companies navigate the challenges? During the pandemic, the remote supervision and interface with Heeson wasn't affected too much, says Battenberg. Our usual fortnightly visits were replaced with Zoom calls and samples being couriered back and forth. For the shipyard, it was a bit more difficult, says Cavendish. But from the start of the pandemic, we reorganized our shift work. So instead of having two shifts running together, we ran three shifts starting at 5 a.m. and finishing at 10 p.m. That meant we halved the number of people working on the boats. We reorganized the entry and exit arrangements and organized social distancing in the canteen. However, the shipyard never shut, even for one day. We never lost any productivity, and none of the boats were delayed. The tricky bit was the commercial aspect, as all travel stopped, which made client visits virtually impossible. Cavendish also highlights that the owner of Pollux bought the boat completely unseen, only viewing her for the first time when he stepped aboard in Malta on delivery. Though he never met Dickie and his team in person, he signed off on the original Battenberg-designed interior too. It was completed with the same design hand from beginning to end, which means a seamless design language runs throughout, says Cavendish. It's quite rare for that to happen, adds Battenberg. All the furniture that we had originally proposed to Heeson was rubber-stamped and approved, and the owner felt comfortable enough to allow us to choose the artwork that features on board too, including the books and ornaments. It's quite old school and something that my dad was always able to do, but it doesn't happen that often these days, certainly with a boat built on spec. The main challenges with Pollux came in the form of the Brexit overlap, which caused delays with materials. Typically, Heeson's speculation build model will see an owner stepping in 3 to 4 months before completion. This gives them the opportunity to dictate the choice of loose furniture on board. When the owner of Pollux bought the yacht in September 2020, no furniture had yet been ordered. And when Brexit came into force on the 31st of December, the purchasing process suddenly became much harder overnight. The business of ordering furniture, the confusion over taxes, duties, and VAT, and where the item has been produced, was a nightmare, says Battenberg. We had to work through complete uncertainty until delivery. Enjoyment factor. Operating in a design world where virtually all roads lead back to his father brings a certain degree of pressure for Dickie, or, as he puts it, a big shadow to be aware of and try not to be completely in the shade of. But when it comes to the studio's accomplishments with Heeson, the ability to create unhindered, enabled by the shipyard's blank canvas brief and its client's trust, is something that continues to inspire. To be able to design in a scenario where everything is available to you is very enjoyable, says Battenberg. We custom design carpets and bespoke pieces of furniture, and we always try to look outside of the normal suppliers and keep one step ahead. We sourced an interesting coffee table for Mosquito from a Dutch supplier in Amsterdam, which features nanotechnology coating that self-repairs small scratches and marks. It's that type of innovative feature that we're always on the hunt for. Pressing question. The next installment of Yacht Talk Specials takes a closer look at the superyacht market in general, and we'll see Charlotte Gann in conversation with one of the most successful yacht brokers, Chief Executive of Burgess, Jonathan Beckett. When invited to provide one pressing question to put to Beckett, Bannenberg responded, "Joff has been at the helm of Burgess forever, so I'd be curious to know what his first yacht sale was and how it went. Tune in to find out."